It's not official yet, but Howie Hawkins with the Green Party is expected to join the crowded field running for the mayor of Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Hawkins hopes that the third time could be the charm in his races for mayor.
This would be the third decade in a row that Hawkins has run for mayor.
In the 90s, it was a struggle to get on the ballot and even get into debates. And we were not taken seriously by the media. The public thought we were Greenpeace, not the Green Party. By the 2000s, we started getting in debates and people thought, wow, we got some good ideas. And our votes started rising.
This campaign comes after he's run in more than a dozen other elections, including races for common council, governor, and 2 years ago, city auditor. It's that race that makes him optimistic, noting he pulled in more than 5,000 votes in a citywide contest.
If we have a four-way race, which it looks like it's shaping up to be a Democrat, a Republican, Ben Walsh, and me, 5,249 votes would be competitive. So we think we got a shot.
On the issues, Hawkins lists crime, jobs, and education as the things that need fixing. He proposes more youth programs and community policing, a municipal development bank to build worker cooperatives that would create jobs, and desegregation to improve city schools. Hawkins is a graveyard shift UPS worker and says he's learned a lot in his various runs, especially about fundraising. But he sees the key to this race is going door to door and meeting the voters.
For us to win, we've got to get the people that have been alienated and disgusted with the political process, you know, which tend to be the working class people who feel that they're not being represented and their interests being looked after. You know, we got to first get recognized and then get them motivated to let them know that we're not just another politician. We're really trying to do something different.
Hawkins says the Green Party expects to officially announce its slate of candidates for local office in the coming weeks. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.